Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, did I receive this little ad from your company in the mail? And I'm just trying to find out what it's all about, really.
Yeah, sure, I can definitely look into it for you. Did they happen to put a reservation code on there for you?
Yes, they did. It's 2311-0401-0032-1637.
1637, excellent. And that's for Fresnito from here? All right, Fresnito. They left your business name out of there. What was your company's name?
Pure Salon and Body Works.
You know what? Let me see here. My computer decided to do its own thing real quick. Apologize. And real quick, the number that you called in from, is that your mobile number, the 909-991-8235? Excellent, okay. And I'll shoot for that business name one more time for you.
Okay. What is his name?
What's that now?
What did you say?
I was just asking what the business name was again. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's Pure, P-U-R-E, Salon and Body Works.
Salon and Body Works. Excellent. Alrighty. And let me see what we got out to you there. So, yeah, absolutely. Looks like we did get a good reference on your business. We're able to pre-qualify you with our programs and get you set up for either equipment financing or working capital programs we have available here as well. Was there anything going on with the business that would require either or?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I mean, we've been doing quite well. I mean, we've been in business probably 10 years now, and it's pretty much the same. And my wife and I were thinking of actually expanding it, you know, with updating the equipment, redoing the whole shop for, you know, to do more business, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. Would that be expansion as far as the building, making the building bigger, or just the upgrades inside, upgrading the equipment and whatnot?
Yeah, just upgrades inside, you're remodeling, updated equipment, that kind of stuff.
Cool, okay. Well, we do have loans designed specifically for the purchase of equipment, and we work specifically in your industry quite a bit, you know, as far as we got a few vendors we work with and stuff like that. Is there anyone in particular that you guys do prefer to use as far as your equipment goes, or have you received any quotes or anything like that?
I don't know what my wife actually prefers to use. I wouldn't know the names offhand. As far as facial equipment and all that good stuff, a lot of it has to do with buying more product, working more into retail, that kind of stuff. Because we do a lot of service based business right now, and the only product we do have is a product we actually use on clients. But now. We've been thinking of going into more like retail, expanding in retail, actually selling the products to the client. Something that we haven't done, it seems to be a pretty lucrative little side business there for the business. But that takes injection of money to buy the product, get inventory, that kind of good stuff.
Exactly. They did a hairstylist for.
Well, yeah.
It does work. I dated a hairstylist. She had her own little shop, and she sold, I think, Euphora. I think that's what she sold. This many years ago.
Yeah.
That rings a bell. And then she did some guy's name. I forget his name. But
Paul Mitchell?
It wasn't Paul Mitchell. It was a guy from Australia.
Australia. Okay. Yeah. There's just a bunch of Sebastian. There's all kinds of weird stuff there. My wife. I do all the basically. Business stuff. She does all the, as far as the clients and all the services and stuff. But that's quite. I don't need nothing happening. But I mean, I'm thinking, do you guys do like a small, maybe a small loan that would, allow me to, let's say, update my, the business, buy inventory and also maybe equipment. Would you guys do anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do have an unsecured working capital loan. You can use those funds however you need to. And to give you an idea of how it works, do you know what your gross annual revenue was for the business last year?
I believe it was 93,000.
93? Okay. And was there a specific amount of funds that you guys were looking into or had in mind?
Probably about... as a whole, going maybe 50.
50, okay. Well, with that I would recommend you do the two separate loans. And the reason I say that is because if you do the unsecured working capital, it's fairly short term. You're probably looking at only about maybe 8 to 18 months in length. So, you know, up to a year and a half in length.
Okay.
And then for the equipment, we can do a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So depending on the approval, usually it comes back at least 3 years.
How much would I be able to be approved for an 18 month? 18 months is paid off in 18 months.
What's that now?
How much would I be able to get based on, you know, of course you're going to base it on my annual sales, all that good stuff. I mean, what would I be able to be approved for or apply for as far as an unsecured loan for, you know, for product and stuff?
So on the unsecured side, I'd say anywhere from, I'd say as much as 15,000. You know, on the unsecured side, 15.
Okay.
And then for equipment, really the sky's the limit on equipment. You know, we just want to make sure that if you update everything, obviously you're going to make your money back on it, and that's really all they look at on that. So that's the reason I would say divide it into two, because 15,000 isn't quite 50, obviously, but if you do unsecured, it is renewable. So that means once you're 50% paid in, you know, halfway paid into it, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. So it's definitely an option for you.
I mean, it's a page that somebody will write a check. It's debited from my account monthly. How does that work?
Exactly. They'll either give you an option to pay it weekly, daily, or monthly. It's usually, and I think in your case, it's going to be either weekly or daily.
Daily? How do they do that? Pull it from my bank, or how does that work?
There's a couple options. I guess I'll go over the most unpopular program, but it might work for you guys because you probably get a lot of credit card processing, you know, with your clients. The way that one works is that it would just have a holdback percentage of your Visa and MasterCard sales to pay the loan back.
Yeah.
It's a good loan. The only downside to it is that you have no way to budget for it, really, because you have no idea what your sales are going to be from one day to the next. So it can be a little bit of a budgeting nightmare. So to kind of alleviate that nightmare, we do have a unsecured working capital loan in which they have a fixed daily payment that comes out Monday through Friday. So you know exactly what's coming out. You can budget for it daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, however you budget for it. It's going to be the exact same payment monthly or daily, if you want to look at it like that. So you can do the math on that. And most of my clients prefer that, but a lot of restaurants, hair salons and stuff, they do like the one that comes out of credit card processing, just because it's really, it's out of sight, out of mind. What's that now?
How much of a percentage do they pull out of?
It's so random. I have a customer right now, they're a restaurant, and they're pulling, their approval came back as they're going to be pulling out 9% of their credit card processing, and that's based off their current revenue. They're expected to pay that back as long as nothing changed. If they were to do better, they'd pay back sooner. If they were to do, you know, sales would slow down a little bit.
I've done that before. In fact, I have one now that I just paid, and I have a $20 balance on that. I'm going to be paying off by this week. And they were pulling like 20%. It's kind of heavy. That's why I didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to borrow from them and for working capital, because 20% is kind of steep.
Gotcha.
Everything's transactions. So that's why I got these things in the mail, and I was wondering maybe you guys do something like that. I mean, 9%, even if it was 10%, it would be better. You know?
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have any real set amount they pull out. I believe the way they figure what gets pulled out is it's based off your credit card sales versus your cash sales or your other type of sales.
Well, the $90,000 for your debut, that's all credit card process.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, then, I think it'll be a better option for you. And if you want it more around 10%, I can always request that, and I don't see why it would be a problem.
Okay. So what would I have to do to see if I can get approved for that? I mean, I know I'm already approved this with the company that's actually processing my credit card processor is the one that offered me that loan. And I've renewed a few times with them, but this last time here, like I say, they're going to be paid off. I got a $200 balance with them. I said they'll be paid off this week, and it'll be
gotcha.
Done. More going on. I don't want to renew with them if I can find a better option, and that's why. Talking to you here, maybe that you can offer me a better option, which would be a little easier for us instead of, you know, pulling out 20% daily. Even 10% would be, that would be a big move.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely look into it for you and, you know, see. I think it would be a better option for you personally. Do you know the name of the company that's taking it out now?
Yeah, First Data.
First Data? Okay. So that is actually your credit card processing company that's doing that then. So it's directly from them. There's a few other companies out there that do it, but yeah, I think that we kind of pride ourselves in and being one of the original people to kind of start that sort of program. So it's usually much more competitive. But if it's not, it's not. If it is, it is. I think it'll be a better option for you, though, for sure.
That'd be good. I mean, so how would I get started? You know, applying for a $15,000 working capital loan. Pulling out of my credit card processing.
Sure. All I got to do is just verify the cash flow of the business. So what I'd like to do is email you or fax you an application.
Okay.
And we'll need to look at 4 months. I'm sorry. Yeah, 4 months of your credit card processing statements.
Mm-hmm.
3 months of your business bank statements.
Okay.
You'll need all pages on that. And then just your most recent business tax return as well.
Okay. That should be no problem. So let's see, commercial plan. You're not Fox Stefan, right? Fox Stefan, right? Wait, on commercial finance division.
It is. It's the same company, but I have a little bit more detailed application. I prefer it. You can use that one if you want to. Otherwise, I could get you the one that I have, because the one I have, being that this is going to be. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You want 4 months of my credit card transactions, you're going to see probably them pulling out 20%. I don't know, but
that's fine. You'll get a payoff letter. Payoff letter or something like that here this week, and you can just provide us with that. Or do you have a statement currently with them?
I didn't really get checked. I called a company, and I just called them the other day. I think it was Monday, yesterday, and they said that the loan was already about 98% paid off already. Because you got a balance of $200. So I go. Oh, well, that's good. I thought I was already paid. I was already paid off. But I guess this week's transactions that would cover that, no problem. It'll be paid off. So when I request a payoff letter from that guy, then
you can do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't worry about it yet. From my experience, typically what happens is you'll probably get one once it's paid off. We'll be able to tell that. And I'll just let them know I'll just tell my underwriter that you owe $200 this week, and then once all said and done, we will need a payoff letter, but I'd wait till it's paid off. They might just mail one out to you or fax one to you.
Okay. And so 4 months of the credit card transaction statement, that 4 months of bank statements, you guys?
Yeah, 4 months of bank statements, 3 months of credit card processing. I'm sorry, just the opposite. 3 months of bank statements, 4 months of credit card processing, and then just your most recent business tax return.
Okay.
And if you'd like to, I can email you all this, if that's easier, or I can fax it to you.
No, email is good.
Sure, what's a good email address for you?
My email is freemirf@yahoo.com.
So I have F as in Frank, R E M as in Mary, I as in India, R as in Radio, F as in Frank @yahoo.com.
Correct.
So basically your last name, first initial @yahoo.com.
Yep.
Alrighty. And let me give you my direct number also.
Okay.
So my direct number is area code 858.
What's your name?
My name's Dennis. And my direct number is 858-519-53. Sure, it's an area code 858.
Okay,
858.
Yep,
858-519. Sure thing, it's 858-519.
5315. Can you ask for again? I don't have a speaker, so.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's kind of a bad connection, but it's 5315.
5315. Okay. 5315. 5
You got it.
All Great. So, you can fax that over to me, and I'll go ahead and collect all that information together to you, and I can email that to me. Then what do I do? Just email it back to you, all that information?
That's fine. You can email it to me. That's perfect.
Okay.
And, Fresnito, do you have a... Just wanted to get the company telephone number in case I can't reach you on your mobile number there.
Okay. Company telephone number is area code 909. But actually, it goes right into my phone, so you can call me.
Okay.
But the phone number is 909-799-0355.
Gotcha. Okay.
And my direct, number is the one you have that I'm calling you.
Perfect. Okay.
Sometimes it'll roll over to either unless my wife is there, my wife's there, she'll answer. But if not, she's busy, it'll roll over to my wife. So if you want to get hold of me directly, just call me on a direct line.
All right, will do, buddy. So you got my number. I'm going to send you this email right now. It has my application on it. If you want to use the one I sent you, I prefer it. Otherwise, you can use that one. Whatever's fine with me, really, to be honest with you. And we should be able to...
I'd rather deal with one plus the plus.
Yeah, I'll be your point of contact from here on out. So the only time you might receive another call is whenever the loan funds, they usually like to do what's called a welcome call that just goes over everything that we talked about. So you know what's... So you know what's going on, but you already know at that point, so it's really simple. You've probably done those before in the past, so.
Yeah, I have done it. Now, how long does the process take? I mean, we're hoping to, after submitted and approved, and I don't go through all that,
It's pretty quick, actually. I mean, I've done loans as fast as 3 days before. Even sometimes 2 days. But to set the right expectations, what they would want to do in this case is they're just going to make sure that your credit card processing is compatible with our loan. And worst case scenario, what they'll make you do is just probably program your handheld device, or they'll program it for you from remotely. We're familiar with First Data. They're obviously a huge company, and they're one of the biggest credit card processing companies out there. So I'm sure our software works with theirs just to capture that holdback percentage, but that's really it. So, I mean, it's pretty fast.
Okay. Very cool, very cool. So, yeah, let me get that happening, and it should take me longer to put out get all the information for you than it could be processed, right? So, yeah, let me go ahead and get that information together for you.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Check your email, and I'll have it there for you.
Thank you, Nathan.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.